Okay, so let's see something interesting in the metaverse. And yes, this video in tandem a Tinder date gone wrong. By the way, I've just seen this video for us. It's a 9-minute clip on a video, and it was interesting. It was different. It's like watching a serial or a soap in an immersive way, which actually gives you a very good feeling, which actually puts you in there. I've been watching a lot of Netflix lately, but I only fantasy that if Netflix can be in an immersive view, and that would be awesome. What do you guys think? Okay, let's head back and watch another video. Jurassic World Dominance, the red carpet experience. Alex Honnold, the soloist. Ukraine, I've just seen that. Let's skip that. Escape in shape. Foot Fighters on VR. So let's get into something happening live now. They say Foot Fighters on VR. Okay, I thought I can. I think you can hear that.
How long you been
Okay, so this was a guitar band, and this is a virtual studio. The camera is moving around the studio.
Correct.
It actually gives you a feeling of being in there. Great. That's great.
And you just found that perfect.
So these are the kind of things that you get in there. Your front row seat. What to watch? Explore our universe. Oh, yeah. Hulu's. Okay. I would be very grateful if Hulu can give me some videos like this. Discover immersive video creators, the big metaverse. The VR animated shorts. I think this will be good. Let's get some goosebumps. I mean, the best thing is that I just got up in the morning and I was in a boring mood because I don't know what to do next. I could go somewhere, travel, put on my clothes and then can enjoy some moments. But I think putting on this headset is now I am enjoying the moment. So that is the real thing. It's kind of a teleportation for me. Okay, it's loading.
Very good.
With the Oculus branding, okay. The Beast. The Beast?
I dreamt of nothing but the mount.
Okay, so it's an animation.
There was only the road.
And this person is going on top of the mountain on its bicycle. That's exciting.
I must find it. It's a bit asthmatic, I might be.
Was Oh, great. That's scary.
My will was tested if I pushed on it a penny.
There's a lot of rain on the top of the mountain, and this boy family still going on with his motorbike on an inclined trolley with his bicycle. Oh my gosh, that's scary. Ice penetration is coming. But he is still going on. Yeah, that's about perseverance. And now there is sliding from the mountain. So, man. Is he still there? Put on that. Okay, so they say put on a headphone. That's interesting. Sorry. Now this is again another immersive video.
Man's a man.
Today I just entered into the metaverse. I recently bought an Oculus Rift. Oculus 2. It is amazing. Actually, I wanted to have an experience of how it feels. It is pretty good. I'm sure I would be looking forward to the augmented reality. But for now, this virtual reality headset is quite sufficient. It gives you an immersion and a feeling of being somewhere else. I use it to change my modes, do some leisure time, do some skydiving, go beneath water, enjoy some ocean life, and play some games like Beat Saber, Resident Evil 4, do some workout and dance practices, and I can use my Facebook on it as well. And more stuff and games are coming. The browser app allows you to browse within it. Netflix allows you to watch movies with 3D sounds in a cinema-like environment. YouTube 360, 180, that is quite amazing. So yes, as I said, it takes you somewhere else. And by somewhere else, I mean the metaverse. So finally today, I have seen a truly, truly multi-window experience. And this has happened in Oculus Quest. So right now I have two screens in front of me. On one, YouTube is opened, and on other is Meta Quest TV. And the amazing thing is that the sound from both of them is coming at the same time. So it's like generally in the mobiles that you can do multi-window, but audio from one stops coming, or the one stops when you switch to other. But this is quite a unique experience. And you know what, I have been dreaming about such kind of things, and I think this purchase of mine for this Oculus Meta Quest
is worth it. I was just thinking that it's like bringing your imaginative power to reality, and whatever frame of mind I am sitting right now, this thing can take me to another world. So it's truly taking me to a multi or a different verse. And that is amazing. And there's one more thing. The imaginative power of human being is manifested by this device. So I can now say it comfortably and with confidence that this human brain and this power of dreaming has the potential to take you into another world. So this device has shown us that actually we're sitting over here, but in dreams, in imaginations, and now in some kind of virtual reality, we have entered into another world where everything is actually being perceived by our senses. And this would be same or synonymous if we are in dreams and our senses are perceiving something somewhere else. So this is ultimately a kind of connection between portals. And I can also say that this Neuralink thing and the concept like these, which are being developed by humans, geniuses, can truly unleash the power of our mind. For now, we require an external necessity to do that. But ultimately, I think what we need to realize is that it's inside our own brains that we can achieve the power of thinking, imagination, going beyond horizons, going into other worlds. And again, I would say that from the early childhood, everyone out of us is dreaming, having dreams. And when we get up, it's nothing. So right now it's same. Once we remove this headset, it's nothing. But once we put this on, or we go into the power of dreams, we have so much to see.
And when I said that I practiced dance and did some workout, I was wondering, and suddenly my mind recaptured a memory where I watched a sci-fi movie. And you all know I'm very concerned and curious about the future, where the future of such devices was shown as the young generation was lost in these devices into another world, to the extent that they were unwilling to come back and their parents were calling them back. And if I connect the dots, it may be that the Meta Corporation must have thought to avoid being demonized of making the people lazy and casual, they are focusing more on inventing fitness and workout apps, so that while wearing this, people should stay inside their homes, and the activities they were supposed to do in the gym or in the ground, now they do it at their home. Not sure, is it going to replicate the same? By the way, I had some drowsy feelings wearing the headset after a long time. And the headset has a battery timing of 3 hours. And I think we should restrict it somewhere over here, because the longer you go into the metaverse, it becomes an addiction. a variety of apps, games, videos, browsing, and slowly and gradually, I think every big platform would be converting to metaverse. There was an interesting app of virtual reality chat in which scenes and environments were created instead of rooms, and the users can go inside with their avatars, sit there together and talk to each other. Although the features are not super refined as yet, and mostly I found minors probably over there, kids doing games, but the idea was good and I think it's a developing concept. So the future of interactions is also conceived and perceived to be in the metaverse. I didn't like those avatars too much because they're not really close to the reality, they're the shapes of animals and all that. Maybe if they can bring it somewhere closer to the reality so you get a better experience.
Okay, so let's see something interesting in the metaverse. And yes, this video in tandem, a Tinder date gone wrong. By the way, I've just seen this video for us. It's a 9-minute clip or a video. And it was interesting, it was different. It's like watching a serial or a soap in an immersive way, which actually gives you a very good feeling, which actually puts you in there. I've been watching a lot of Netflix lately, but I only fantasy that if Netflix can be in an immersive view, and that would be awesome. What do you guys think? Okay, let's head back and watch another video. Jurassic World Dominance, the red carpet experience. Alex Honnolo, the soloist. Ukraine, I've just seen that. Let's get down. Escape in Shape. Foot Fighters on VR. So let's get into something happening live now. They say Foot Fighters on VR. Okay, I think you can hear that. Okay, so this was a guitar band, and this is a virtual studio. The camera is moving around the studio. So it actually gives you a feeling of being in there. Great, that's great. So these are the kind of things that you get in there. Your front row seat. What to watch? Explore our universe. Oh yeah. Hulu's. Okay. I would be very grateful if Hulu can give me some videos like this. Discover immersive video creators. The big metaverse. Oh, the VR animated shots. I think this will be good. Let's get some goosebumps. I mean, the best thing is that I just got up in the morning and I was in a boring mood because I don't know what to do next. I could go somewhere, travel, put on my clothes and then can enjoy some moments, but I think putting on this headset is now I am enjoying the moment. So that is the real thing. It's kind of a teleportation for me. Okay, it's loading. The Oculus branding, okay. The beast. The beast?
I dreamt of nothing but the mountain.
Okay, so it's an animation. And this person is going on top of the mountains on his bicycle. That's exciting. Oh, great. That's scary. There's a lot of rain on the top of the mountain, and this person is still going on with his motorbike on an incline. Sorry, with his bicycle. Oh my gosh, that's scary. Ice penetration is coming, but he is still going on. Yeah, that's about perseverance. And now there is sliding from the mountains. Oh man, is he still there? Put on this. Okay, so they say put on a headphone. That's interesting. Sorry. Now this is again another immersive video. Man to man. And there comes the real fun. Now watching this VR animation in the Meta headset. Apart from the 3D immersive sound, I'm getting 3D immersive waves, which I can feel on different parts of my face, especially near my eyebrows. Eyebrows, that was fun. Okay. And let me tell you, if they're going to fix this thing, if they're going to master this thing, that would be hell of an experience. You know what I'm missing in this metaverse? The real breeze, waves, air, hot or cold that you get in the real world. So for instance, I was on top of the Switzerland mountain, the Jungfrau, and I was putting on my glasses and things were looking a real fake to me, but I could still feel myself in there. When I put off my glasses, the only thing that was improved and that you feel in the actual world is the breeze on your face, the air passing by through you, and the smell around you. That gives you a complete experience. And if you want to enjoy that experience in an immersive world, I think Meta should incorporate those things as well. Hopefully they're doing it in Meta Oculus 2. I'm not sure about Meta Pro, Oculus Pro. But yes, I think these things, once there, they will give you a complete expensive experience, period. So let's say this loud and clear. What is the conclusion? I think Metaverse Oculus Meta is dreaming big. It's like teleportation into a different world. Previously you wanted to have dreams about something.
lovely dreams, going into a place, going into space, walking the desert, going underwater swimming, and sitting on a comfortable couch in a cozy room, enjoying winters near a fireplace, doing cycling or sports, something like that. And practically speaking, today I wanted to go somewhere out doing some hiking or meet some people. And once I have put on my VR headset, I can have that feeling. I've put in my desired videos, browsed them, and if not completely, I think they have changed my mood. Yes, I can say that confidently. They have changed my mood. And this is what it is all about. So yeah, it's a great conception. It's a great piece of device. It's a new gadgetry. And let's see where my brainwaves can take me to from this metaverse. Ah, human beings are so genius. So try this out if you want to, and share with me what are your experiences of metaverse. Bye.